If absolute power corrupts absolutely, then Shambhu was proof that even a minor dose can prove corrosive. I should have known, the instant I saw his crooked, beetle-stained grin, that like the gathering of the storm clouds on the southern horizon, the fates were aligning against me. He shambled up to my desk, handed me the note, and pointed to the ceiling with one bent finger and both bloodshot eyes. Boro Shahebe theke chitti. Quickly I unfolded the slip, then held my breath. An immediate summons to the top floor. Lord Taggart, Commissioner of Police, requested my presence. It was not the first time I had been ordered to his lordship's office. Over the 5 years preceding, I had attended his inner sanctum on a dozen occasions or more, but always at the request of Sam or another British officer, always the dutiful subaltern, on hand to provide illumination in the face of their ignorance of native matters, or a lightning rod to deflect criticism. This time, however, the missive had been addressed to me and me alone. I placed the chitti carefully within the pages of my notebook and took a breath. The commissioner wished to see me. Did he wish me to lead a case? No Indian detective had ever headed up an inquiry before. Not in Calcutta, at any rate. Such an honour would be worthy of even my father's begrudging respect. I dismissed the pin, and after stopping by the mirror in the lavatory to straighten my uniform and run a comb through my habitually unruly hair, made my way towards the stairs, my heart hammering within my breast. Minutes later, I was being led by Lord Taggart's secretary through the doors of his office. His lordship looked up, gave me a cursory glance as if to make sure I was indeed the correct Indian, then returned to his scrutiny of the papers on the desk.